Okay, we are blessed to begin together again here, and we're going to do something I think kind of uniquely special. We're going to play a few songs, and we're going to share some scripture verses that I think will correspond with the songs. Some of them you'll be familiar with, but just take a time to sort of calm and quiet, but they're not all calm and quiet songs. I mean, a lot of them are upbeat. But, you know, there's an interesting verse in Matthew where Jesus talks about service. You know, remember the devil tempted Jesus? And it said, he said to him, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world. You know that Jesus turned around and said in Matthew chapter 10 and a couple other places, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou what?
Serve.
You know, there's an interesting correlation between worship and service. And many times that gets flip-flopped, where people feel like their worship to God is in their service. And they're distinctly separate. God wants our heart. God wants our lives, our admiration, our respect. And so we're going to take some time tonight to just enjoy God's presence, share some of the word, and just get blessed as the body of Christ, okay? So enjoy.
Children, hearken to my voice. There's something you should know. I've called you to my family, and I've called you as my own. So you can call me Daddy, or you can call me God. But you and me will always be like two peas in a pod, because I'm keeping my eye on you. From your rising up to lying down, no matter what you do, I'll be keeping my eye on you. So take my hand and follow me, I've been this way before. I'll guide you and protect you, even through the darkest storm. We'll walk and talk together, like good friends should and do. And even when you're sleeping, you can bet your baby blues that I'll be keeping my eye on you. Keeping my eye on you. From your rising up to lying down, no matter what you do, I'll be keeping my eye on you. Just remember that you're always near. You're never far from home. And remember when you walk with me, you're walking in the light.
We'll shine it out for all the world to see both day and night. You'll be your top banana.
You're the apple of my eye. It's you and me eternally. On this you can rely, that I'll be keeping my eye on you. Keeping my eye on you. From your rising up to lying down, no matter what you do, I'll be keeping my eye on you. Keeping my eye on you. From your rising up to lying down, no matter what you do, I'll be keeping my eye on you.
Yeah, how sweet.
Yep.
Well, Jeanette, you got something you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I'd like to share with you from Psalm 34, verse 15. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." Similarly, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers."
Amen. What do you got, Vicki?
Well, I think it's one of the best things about that song is it talks about how God cares for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's watching over us. And what a great example for us to draw from in taking care of each other in the body of Christ, too, you know, that we can be imitators of God like he asked us to be in Ephesians and walk in love. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, go to verse 6, it says, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." And because God takes such great care of us, and because his heart is always with us and open to us, it really enables us a resource on how to take care of each other. And that's one of the things I really love about the body of Christ here in San Diego, and even, I mean, in other places too, but, you know, for you guys calling in on the conference call, there's just a heart link with you guys now that live outside of the area that we have. And what a great, great joy it is to hear your voices and to be able to just share a little bit of our hearts and the Word of God with you guys during the week. It really is a blessing to our lives. And in so many ways, you guys minister to us as much as we minister to you. So I just think that's a great song on how God takes care of us and we can take care of each other.
Amen. Yeah, I think it just gives us a reassurance and a confidence in our heart that we're not alone.
That's right.
God is always there.
Yeah.
And, you know, at one point, you know, if you lose kind of your confidence in God, you know what? You can just ask God. It's funny because there's no silly question with God.
Yeah.
Like if you ask God, mm-hmm. God, do you love me? Because that's one of the biggest issues many times that people face. They look in the mirror and they say, what's the love? But yet God's love for us is unconditional. He doesn't look at us like man does. And one of the great records about that is in 1 Samuel, when David was being chosen. And I said, the Lord doesn't look like other people look. The Lord looks on your heart. And boy, that's a great key in our interpersonal relationships with one another. You know, as we look for opportunities to serve and give and help, we don't look with eyes of judgment. We look with eyes of love.
Yeah.
And with the heart, we see with the eyes of the heart. And the thing that's given us the ability to do that is the Spirit of God. So one of the fellows here in our fellowship locally in the United States have sung a song that many of you have heard before, and I think you'll enjoy this, so bless your hearts.
All around, well, the sound of heavy breathing
in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2, it says, "For he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men edification, exhortation, and comfort. And he that speaketh in a tongue edifieth himself. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church."
Amen. I asked a question, Joe. I got a question for you, Joe.
Okay.
Can you speak in tongues too much?
No.
That's a very simple answer, but it's a very wise answer.
Yeah.
Well, Paul said he, but you know, it's interesting. Paul said he spoke in tongues more than the entire Corinthian church,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there must have been a real weakness in the lives of those believers in terms of speaking in tongues. So the answer, like Joe said, is you can't speak in tongues too much. And let God take care of whatever speaking in tongues does in that moment. Let God take care of it. It's the Spirit. Were you thinking of something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Now we're going to go to Acts chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse 7 and 8 here. You know, it's interesting. This is where Jesus Christ is getting ready to ascend. He's got his disciples there, the 12, and he's telling them the last words he's going to say to them before he's taken up. And guess what that is? You know, they're arguing about when are you going to bring back the kingdom of Israel and when are you going to set things right in this world kind of thing. And here's what he says to them. This is so cool. Kind of like it's none of your business. He says, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority." Whoa. "But," he says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." That's the New King James Version I just read from. I just think that had to really be so exciting to them. You get to witness about me. You get to tell people about me. And he takes it all the way to the ends of the earth. That has to include us, you know? And I just think, what a great thing for him to tell them. You know what? You're going to get the power you need to do your job, and God's going to take care of you doing his job when he's ready to do his job.
Yes.
I just thought, man, what a great sharing.
Exactly.
And then he ascends. Whoa.
Yeah.
And then we know a few days later, they receive that power from on high.
Absolutely. Like the title of that song by Larry Schicks called Holy Spirit High.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's looking to get high, right?
Yeah.
They want to get on something to make them feel better. How about Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Let's utilize the Spirit of God, and, you know, we can fly like eagles. We'll rise above the circumstances. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Right.
You know, we get a different perspective, and, you know, why not it be us? You know, who are we waiting for? Someone else? Let it be me, okay?
Absolutely.
And you know what's cool? Scott Powell did a great song, which we're going to play right now by that name, so enjoy.
I heard your voice say, "Wake up, it's a brand new day. All rise up, get up, lift up your voice, let's pray." Said, "It's sure good to see you, I love you, you know that I do. We can talk like this because I made my home in you. I'll stay here with you now, don't you go. So much that I want you to know. Son, get quiet and spend a little time with me. My calling is high, my strength is strong, and my love is forever and even longer. I made you my son, and I gave you my power. Today is the day, and now is the hour. The harvest is ready, the work is a few. You're my son, you're the one I put Christ into. Oh, then I heard you say, who will go for me?
now what do you see? A whole world that's been looking for me, but their eyes are blind and lies about all they see. And the price that I paid, it was all I could give. I gave them my son so that they could live. Now you can bring them to King, the son, just take a stand. Open your mouth and stretch forth your hand. All who will go for me, who'll stand in the gap, who will pray, who'll feed my bread to the almost dead, who will show them hope. Put it in his word, kept it a secret cause he knew what we would do. And Christ said it's true, he that believes on me, all these mighty works you see, he will do also in greater works than me. Oh, do you believe? Do you believe?
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 reads, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me."
And I was thinking about how in the morning when we first wake up, how so many times we'll go to God, but on the same note, how we should go and listen to God, hear his voice. And I thought of Psalm 143, verse 8, and I think it's 10 maybe. But anyway, it says, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life." And that's been a great verse for me early in the morning like that, because sometimes I wake up and I'm not too in fellowship, and it really calms me real quick. The other thing I was looking at was John 14:12, very familiar to most of us, where Jesus Christ said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than ye shall you do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified by the Son."
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Kathy.
I had one. Sure. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
through 20. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God.
Amen.
That's who we are.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just so awesome. You know, it's a team effort. I mean, it's not every man's on his own.
Nope.
We're playing together on the same team. We are on God's team. Sometimes the enemy sneaks in there and tries to take out people, and there's casualties and, you know, whatever. His tactics and tools are well-documented and well-known, and if we fall for them, then fortunately maybe there'll be another brother and sister around us who will help us recover out of the snare of the enemy. That's the kind of people I want to surround myself with. They'll be honest with me. They'll help me be my very best. Because I do want to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. See? Freely you have received, freely what?
Give.
We got so much to give. We don't want to be constipated spiritually. We'll want to have an avenue to really not just know the word and understand it, but What do you want to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to give it. And there's plenty of opportunities for that to occur, because God is able if we're willing. And that is so cool, like what Jeanette and these guys shared about. God, if there's an opportunity, let it be for me, okay? Because who else is going to do it, you know? If it's going to be, let me do it. Type of thing. And if we have those types of willing hearts, that if you're cleaning the toilet or you're preaching the word, it's all equal with God.
Yeah.
There's no like hierarchy of, oh, that person is better than the other because he's so whatever. Actually, the higher you go, the lower you go in the food chain spiritually. See, ministries are beneath the people, supporting and upholding. They're at the foundation of the body of Christ, helping to bring out the best in people. They don't laud authority over people like the world's standard for leadership.
Well, I'd like to read this section from Ephesians just to close real quick. Well, you know, whatever you want to say afterwards, Barney. But I just thought it was really cool sitting here thinking of that section in Ephesians 2 where Paul talks, you know, praise to God, and I want to read that because it's really a section about the mystery that we all can live together. And that's the cool thing about the mystery. We cannot do it without the other people. We need each other. And Paul says in chapter 3, verse 14, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family and heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, put your name in there, each one of you, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. To know that knowledge, to understand that kind of love and compassion, it has to be with our spiritual senses. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, that spirit that God put in us, to him, to God be glory in the church, by Jesus Christ, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
heart that's full of faith-filled helplessness. There are mountains ahead that I can't move by myself. But I know when I'm weak, He's strong. When I can barely breathe, there's still a song. Even though it's hard right now, I'm not here on my own. So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything you start. He'll meet us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rising up, 'cause I know God is big enough. There are days when the shadows of doubt make me feel small. I declare that I don't stand in my strength at all. 'Cause I won't live a game you didn't plan. Every single moment is in your hands. Even if the whole world shakes, you're the rock on which I stand. So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything you start. He'll meet us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rising up, 'cause I know God is big enough. Bigger than the fear that surrounds me, bigger than the chains that it bound me, bigger than the story my past could tell. Bigger than the weight of tomorrow, bigger than the hurt and the sorrow, bigger than the lies I've told myself. So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything you start. He'll meet us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rising up. So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. To finish everything he starts, he'll meet us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rising up, 'cause I know God is big enough. Yeah, I know God is big enough.
Okay, just listening to the beautiful music and sharing, this is what came to my mind. Already quickly, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. And he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, and we know that. And the Word, and just no matter what's going on in the world, we can't forget how good our God is.
Amen.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Good, and he is big enough to handle and conquer any situation. And we know that we got a great hope. There is a day when this old world is just going to come tumbling down, and, well, Christ is going to come down, and he's going to take us with him. And that may sound like a fairy tale to many people, but it's not a fairy tale to us, because in a moment in a moment of time, mm-hmm. it's going to all change.
Amen.
So we're looking forward with that to that day with you all, and fortunate to have an opportunity to share like this with everybody. So bless your heart.